0TR, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS and 0TR.
I got your email about, 1968?
That was a good one, wasn't it? That come from an old congressman up in Kansas.
Good one. Just wanted to let you know I did get it, and I appreciate you sending it.
A bunch of the guys. And, boy, he hit it on the head, didn't he, for, what do they call that? Not a protagonist. What do you call it, Maurice? I don't know. But he projected the future real well, didn't he, Derek?
It was a good prophecy, wasn't it?
There you got it. Prophecy. I flunked at Don Fawning, so, you know, I couldn't come up with that word.
Up with it either, but you kind of rattled my brain a little bit.
Like a procrastinator or something. But at any rate, yeah, we'll butcher the English language here. Well, Gary, it's good to hear you. I heard a little bit from Chad tonight anyway. I sent him a text of Bernice and some bread she made. And he said, you're a lucky man, Tom. And leastwise, I know he's still up there.
I'm glad you heard him a little bit this evening, and I hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. I've just been relaxing after Joy fixed me a good supper tonight again. I tell you what, your wife's like mine. She's awfully good cook. I enjoyed my supper, and I was just sitting back relaxing before the net, but I heard you in there briefly talking to Gus. Thought I'd jump in and holler at you before the net started.
I might have corrupted Gus. I was telling him I'm going to sneak over and boil my neighbor's eggs one of these days and put them back in the pen, Gary. You think that'll wake him up?
But another thing you could do, Tom, is my granddad on my mother's side had some... They were fake eggs he bought at the feed and seed store, you know, to keep the hens on the nest, I guess. But he had those things, and they were, I don't remember what they were made out of. But you might, next time you go out to a feed and seed store or something like that, look around and see if you can find some of those, and slip a couple of those in there and see if you can crack them open and eat them.
Well, he was getting anxious about when they was going to lay, when they get to 6 months, and I already did that, Gary. And he was tickled to death and hollering at me over the fence. The chickens laid four eggs out there. I think I put two or four in their ceramic.
That's pretty cool, Tom. I didn't know you'd already done that. Anyway, I'll let you go. Finish getting my stuff ready for the net here, but good talking to you. And I just want to say thank you for the email. I did get it, and I really enjoyed it.
73, Gary, and it is net time. Pleasure's all mine. And 0TR clear.
Take care. This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Well, folks, I'll go ahead and make an announcement. I'll make this my number two for the evening. This coming Saturday at the 940 Grove Road over at the Red Cross Building will be a test session. Anybody wanting to get their ham license or anybody wanting to upgrade or anything like that, we'll be there at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So come on in, and you need a picture ID. The fee is still $10. And... come in and upgrade or get you, take the test for the first time to get your license. And after that, you'll have to Send the, if you're doing it for the first time, you'll have to send the FCC $35 to get your license. Get that all paid for, and you do need an FRN number now. And if you don't have one of those, when you get there, we'll try to help you get one real quick using the internet. So anyway, y'all come in, and if anybody that wants to or is looking forward to upgrading or that sort of thing, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the Grove, at the Red Cross Building on Grove Road. Does anyone need any feels on that?
So sorry, I'm WA4HNT, Alta Nova in Pendleton. You know, I'm an old ham, and so many things are so very new to me when you get into the computer stuff and all. What is an FRN number? If you can give me a brief ID on that one, I'd be happy. Thank you.
The Federal Registration Number. When you fill out the 605 form, if you renew your license now, the first thing it's going to be, going to ask you for there, Alton, is your FRN number. So if you don't have one, you might want to look into going to the FCC.gov website and getting you a FRN number.
Not up for renewal until 27, but I do need that information because I will not let this ticket lapse. One of the few. Anyway, thank you so much. I'll be on the side and I'll wait for the net. Y'all have a good evening.
Are you going to be around for the net? I mean, for some rag chew in a little while?
I will try to be, but I'm in a cold building that seems to be getting colder.
That a bit in the world. When we get there, I'll holler at you. If you're there, we'll talk. If not, you go on in the house and get warm, because I understand that. It is 23.2 degrees here at the house. I don't know what the wind chill is. It's down there about 17, I think, 16, 17 degrees. So it's getting pretty chilly out tonight. But I'll give you a holler in just a little bit. Their announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net, please call KI4DOS. They directed, let me back up here. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go up to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Got quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll grab those first, and then I got an echo link station, and we'll grab that one. Let's see here. First off, I'd like to say good evening to K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room on the phone with her son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. His name's Anthony. And I don't know what they're talking about, but they'll probably leave me alone for a little while, which is a good thing. And then on the princess, Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla of Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over there in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, he's in Asheville. And his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, also in Asheville. And KN4RJN, Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And JD4IOX, that's Mr. Leon in Hendersonville. And KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy in Hendersonville. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. And WU2T, that's Mr. Rusty, he's over in Moore. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's down in Liberty tonight. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over in Taylor's. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. Stay warm and stay dry. And then we've got WA4HNT, Mr. Alton, down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alton. Hope you're doing well. And then we'll go over to the Echo Link stations. I got one Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Net Control. This is AA4GH, Gus, from Southwest Florida, calling in on a cold night for us. Well, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to AA4GH, Mr. Gus, down there in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're doing well, and you stay warm and stay dry. All righty, we'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Please check in, N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, and Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in there again. Good evening, everybody, N4NLR.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, the end, as long as the roll is being called, over.
DOS. This is KQ4, November Hotel Bravo, Danton, 25,000 Rosa. KQ4 and HB, standing by. It'll be negative, negative, but I will be monitoring.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. To Rick and Michelle, we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all stay warm and stay dry. And then we've got WT3M, Mr. David, down there in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And W4MTQ, that's Mr. Eddie. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie. Hope you are doing well. You stay warm and stay dry. And Eddie, you've got just a little bit of a power supply hum on your signal tonight. I just thought you would want to know about that. You're perfectly readable over it, but, you might be... hear your own station and don't know what it sounds like sometimes, but anyway, just let you know you got a little bit of a power supply hum on your signal. I also like to say good evening to KQ4NHB. That's Mr. Danny down there on 25 South. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well. Y'all stay warm and stay dry. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge to Meternet. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all of Manette. No traffic, no rag chew, and do be sure and tell Miss Joy hello from us.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening to KA4PQA. Yes, my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all stay warm. And I will relay your message in there to Joy. She is on the phone right now, but as soon as she gets off the phone, I'll let her know that you and Jennifer said hello. All righty, let's go back over to the alphabet and the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. And Gary, Walt was trying to check in on your last real weak signal tonight. I don't know if you can pull him out or not. I think he's up in Inman. And you know where he's at. But thought I'd throw that out there. Send your OTR.
DOS. KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And also by telephone relay, my brother Randall, N9TEC. He's in Asheville, North Carolina, up here in KC4SKD.
DOS. K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform. Name's here is Walt over in Greer, and my wife is KE4IWX, India Whiskey X-Ray, KE4IWX. Her name is Sandra. You check us both in now.
4DOF and KQO4 Tango Romeo Juliet. Blue and cap ends are being negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Chris.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. First off, let me go back here and see if Mr. Walt, if I can hear him. K4OIM. Walt, are you still in there? I don't hear him. Anyway, Tom relayed him in, so I'll go ahead and get him that way. Ned would like to say good evening to N0TR, Minister Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Tom is relaying K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Inman Inn. Tom, I did not hear him, but I appreciate you relaying him in. Hope y'all are doing well, and thanks for the relay. And then we've got KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. And then he brings along his brother Randall, N9TEC, up in Asheville, via telephone relay. So, Larry, we got Randall in the log. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And Larry, can you give me a call sometime tomorrow?
Will do. Does it matter what time? Is after 5 or 5:30 okay?
It'll be fine.
Will do. Be glad to. And I'm going to take a shower, and I may come back for rag chew, but we'll see if we can make that happen. KC4SKD.
Well, I got you down for some rag chew, so holler at me when you get back. Just, recheck with me. Let me know that you're back on station. All righty, let's see here. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Continuing. Next one up is K4QDU, Mr. Walt over in Greer. And he brings along his sweet bride, KD4IWX. And Walt, I missed your wife's name. Give me your wife's name again, please, sir.
Yes, sir. No problem. Her name's Sandra, and her call is KE4 Kilo Echo 4 India Whiskey X-ray.
Sandra's up all the way around. But I got it all straightened out. KE4IWX. Miss Sandra. I got your call right, did I not? K4QDU?
Hey, correct, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
All righty, young man, I do appreciate it. Thanks for y'all coming by. I hope y'all are doing well and staying warm. And then we've got KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill. He's up there in Cal Bins. Mr. Bill, good signal into the repeater, man. You are just booming in here tonight. I hope you are well and you stay warm. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. Hope you are staying warm. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. I'll be negative, but I will be listening in for the swap net. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net.
And 0TR, Walt heard you, and I heard him, but he was right at barely the noise level, so I just wanted to let him know that he definitely got a problem there tonight, Gary. Thank you for picking him up. Just in 0TR.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to one of the happiest fellas on the net tonight. That's KK4SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. You've always got a big smile on your face there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you are well and hope you stay warm tonight. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, I'm glad you came back. I'm glad that Walt heard me, and I'm glad that you heard him. We'll have to get over to him and see what kind of problems that man's got. He's normally booming in there. He's real big and with a signal. So we'll have to check on Mr. Walt. So thanks for letting me know, Tom. All righty, let's see. Let's move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Mr. Wynn. Everyone on net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I hope y'all stay warm. And Tommy, looks like you got that group to yourself. Hey, U through Z used to be a great big group, but I don't know what happened to it. It's dwindled down a little bit. But anyway, thanks for being with us, Tommy. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, Can and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I had an interruption walk into the room a minute ago, so I don't know if you got the Alpha through Delta right now. I think you are. Hope so. Please check in November 4 Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative. Thanks for being net control tonight, 73 of that.
Please check in. Sugar Oscar.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KA2AX. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you're doing well. Tell the wife and the children we said hello. Hope y'all are staying warm. And then we got W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4AHO, Mr. Doug. He's down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4ASO, could I get your name and location?
Chris, I'm in Greer, South Carolina. I'm actually in Reedfield, but it's considered Greer address.
We got you in the log there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Hope you are staying warm tonight as well. Let's see here. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Going up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo to Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net and tell Ms. Joy, at least not say hello.
KOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in balmy 21.4 degrees, Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative negative tonight, Gary. Looking forward to see you in July.
Echo Delta Whiskey, Eddie Brevard, 32 degrees, no comments, no traffic, I'm monitoring.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and staying warm. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler. Harry, you must be down in a warm hole or something, it being 21 degrees up there in Candler. Normally, y'all are about anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees cooler than we are. And it is 22.9 here at the house and dropping. So I'm trying to catch you, but I hope I don't get that low down tonight. But I hope to see you in July, Harry. Hope y'all are doing well. You stay warm and stay dry. And then we've got N4EDW, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Ed, I appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well, and you won the door prize tonight, Mr. Ed. You made number 50 on the log. So I do appreciate you being with us, and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On over to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James from Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since 73s for each one of you.
Wes. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. It's about 22 degrees here. Not much wind. But anyway, we're doing good, Beverly and I. Hope everybody on the net's doing well. And good evening to all on the net. W4IOE, no traffic, no comment.
4 DOS. Again, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Kiss. In Kilo 2 Lima X-ray Delta Marsh up here on Callahan Mountain, and we'll be negative and negative. Thanks for doing the net, Gary.
4 DOS. Please check in Joe, Kilo 4 Juliet Delta. Mobile in Greer this evening. I will be in and out.
AI 4 DOS.
make evenings, especially Wednesday evening, real fine. Thank you for being there. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Braville, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody stays warm tonight. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well and more. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you are doing well. I tell Miss Beverly we said hello and hope she is doing well. Y'all stay warm. And then we got M4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry. He's over there in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well, staying warm. And K2LXD, Mr. Marsh, up there at Callahan Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marsh. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe. He's over there in, he's mobile over there in Greer tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip back to the house. Get there safely. And then we've got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are staying warm and dry, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. Sounds like we got everybody on the first go-round tonight. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. Sounds like about the end of it. This is KI-4-DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4-DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an MFJ-998. That's a 1,500-watt full legal limit automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The month is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's a HF transceiver. He's got the transceiver, the external VFO, the external speaker. And he would like $250 for it, or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave, 2-meter vertical antenna. It was to mount it on his chimney or something else like that. You know, just a 2-meter base station type half-wave antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Item I got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT990. That's a HF transceiver. Has a built-in power supply and a built-in antenna tuner. And he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that's listed on the website. But it's real old, and I've been checking back with some of the folks, and some of this stuff is not available anymore. Some of it is. The stuff that is will remain on the web page, but I try not to read too many items on there. I mean, like I got probably 35 items on the web page, or maybe more than that. Anyway, if you want to go to see what all we've got it's still available at on the web page, you can do that. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you? Call KI4 DOS.
DOS? Sorry, I missed my group earlier. I was in the middle of something, couldn't get to the microphone. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland. And no traffic, no table tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net tonight. 4SKD.
I'll be right back to you. Never like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Hope you are doing well. And Shane, I've told one other person tonight that sounds like you got a little power supply on your signal tonight that you don't normally have. Just thought you would like to be aware of that. It's not objectionable. You're coming over it, the audio's coming over it beautifully, but just thought you might like to know that.
Appreciate that. I'll have to check into it. I need to figure out how to take care of that. It seems like whenever I hook a Kenwood to this power supply, that's what happens.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't want to tell you. But anyway, you don't normally have that on your signal, and I thought you would like to know. I can't hear mine, and I won't, if something's wrong with mine, I want somebody to holler at me, let me know. But anyway, you take care, Shane, and thanks for being with us. Larry, KC4SKD, will you just recheck and let me know that you're back?
They're calling me for rate to you, and it's my turn. KC4SKD.
Come back to you in just a minute. Got one ahead of you so far. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. On a clean, shiny, dry stuff tonight is WA4HNT, Mr. Alton, down there in Pendleton. Alton, are you still out there in the coal building? For HNT, Alton, are you still out there? Be outside in a coal building, and he might not be here, so I understand that completely. So we'll go up here to the next rag chewer, which is KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to today?
KOS in the net. This is KC4SKD. Well, considering the temperature, we haven't been up to anything much since we got home. I came home and sit down and started looking at little YouTube videos on how to work on the car. And if it's got a blown head gasket, so after I get the radiator fixed, I do want to test it for the head gasket and just verify that I don't have additional problems. But considering the temperature, I'm just really not much in the mood to do that, even though it's in the garage and warmer than outside.
I cannot blame you for that one iota. You don't want to get out there and mess with stuff when it's real cold, especially working on an engine. It's a pain even when it's warm, but I don't want to mess with it when it's cold. Do you have a pressure gauge, a pressure tester?
My dad's got one. He's got one that you check the compression on the cylinders. Yeah, but I was looking at this thing. It's called the block test, and what you do is you got this little glass tube with some rubber piece, and it goes down in the radiator, and you put some dye in it, and it draws up, you have a bulb where you draw up air through the coolant, and if the dye changes color, that's a sure sign that you got a blown head gasket.
Not familiar with that particular testing item. I've got a pressure tester. You hook it on to your radiator cap, and you pump it up and watch your pressure gauge. And if the pressure starts going down, that tells you you got a leak somewhere. And that'll pretty much let you know if you've got a head gasket blown, if a head gasket. But I'm not familiar with the one that you're talking about.
Today, and it looks like a pretty neat little operation. But yeah, I'm pretty sure my dad's got one of those pressure testers. And he had it all in a little box, all neatly fixed with all the little connectors and tubes and whatever comes with it. But yeah, I got to get this radiator in first. And I tell you what, it is something else. Some more operation, too, on this thing. But I think I got a plan figured out.
Well, no, you will be glad to get that radiator put back in and get your vehicle up and running again. I think you said that one had your mobile unit in it, and the one you drove back and forth to work, and I'm sure you miss it. If it's in the truck most of the time, and if I'm not driving the truck, I do drive the car, of course, but when I was going back and forth to work, I always wanted my truck. It had all my radios in it and everything else, and everything was right where I wanted it. And, you know, if I had to drive the car for any reason, I missed having my truck with me.
Right. I do miss having the radio so I can talk to people. But anyway, I hope Saturday I might have to put on 4 shirts while I'm out there working, but I hope to get that fixed and get it back on the road and without any additional problems, we hope. But we'll just have to see what comes of it. But anyway, Rhonda said to tell you and Miss Joy that she said hello, and the same goes for me. And another thing is we're just trying to stay away from sick people. I've never heard so many people with flus and colds and COVID and everything else. So we're just trying to stay well.
Well, Miss Rhonda, we said hello. And I don't blame you for that. I try not to get around folks that I know are ill. I called my sister today. I missed her birthday. It was last Friday, and I think it was last Friday. Last Thursday. I had to look at the calendar. But I missed her birthday, and I normally call her every year on her birthday. She's my baby sister, and then my middle sister, her birthday is in February. And my oldest sister, her birthday is in December. I called her on her birthday and talked to her for a few minutes, and I try to call them on their birthday, you know, wish them happy birthday and that sort of thing. But I called my baby sister today, and she said her husband was sick, had a cold or a flu or something, and I said, well, yeah, you tell him I said to stay up there, not to come down here to my house. I said, I'm not being ugly, I just don't want to get sick.
On that 100%. Anyway, Gary, I'll let you get back to the net. Maybe we have some more check-ins come in. So y'all take care, stay warm, have a good evening. KL4DOS in the net, KC4SKD.
Well, let me know how that little test strip turns out and it works out. I'd like to, I'm going to have to do some research and find out, look at that on the internet and see what I can find out about it. But I do hope you get your little truck fixed. And if you need any help Saturday, give me a holler, and if I'll come over and see what I can do to help you. It may not be anything to stand there and watch you do the work, but if you want some company or whatnot, give me a holler. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, and I'll look forward to doing it again. Always enjoy it, and again, tell Miss Rhonda Joy and I said hello. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Up to the next one on the stump, which would be KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Larry, the stump ain't too dirty. What have you and Miss Donna been up to?
For DOS, KK4JBQ here. You got me tickled. It's not too dirty. No, it's not too dirty. I do enjoy these this part of the day. I think it's a marvelous thing that at least as long as I have been aware of this net, it's been every day of the week. And while that is almost certainly a lot of commitment on the part of a lot of people. It keeps those of us who, you know, really kind of count on it. it keeps us pacified, you might say. And I look forward to it. I really do. I have one of those little hockey puck type of speakers, you know. They call them smart speakers. I don't know how smart it is, but I call it a hockey puck because that's what it looks like. And I set it up with different reminders and such. And it reminds me that this net is coming on. It gives me a little warning, a little, you know, heads up. And so that's why I'm regular. I don't leave it to my own thinker, my own rememberer. Today was, it was a busy day for Donna. You did mention her as well, so I'll begin by saying it was a busy day. She has a Bible study, a group of ladies that, along with the pastor, sits down and discusses, I think they're going through the whole book, or the whole 66 books, you might say. And she's been very regular at it, only missed it when she's been quite ill, as I can recall, maybe once or twice. So it's a very good thing for the church to offer. So that was this morning. And then this evening, of course, was the handbell rehearsal. And now this is Wednesday, so it would be choir rehearsal. She's involved in both, of course. Handbell as director and choir as an alto. So she was back a little early. I commented that that she was, oh, maybe a half hour early. Well, don't you know that everybody, they were happy to be there, but they were anxious to leave before the temperature got into terrible territory. It was daggone cold here last night. It was in most places within the sound of my voice. And, well, I guess we have to have a little bit of that, but with a name like South Carolina, now, admittedly, we do live in the northern part of the state, but with a name like South Carolina, is it reasonable that the temperature should be in the teens ever? Just asking. KK4JBQ. Yeah. I'm glad that Donna had a busy day. It's always good that, you know, to, if you've got things to do, that you get out and get those done. I'm sure she enjoys the Bible study, or she wouldn't be involved in it. And that goes along with the choir and the handbells. But, you know, my hat's off to her. You know, it's a lot of people, a lot of churches, they use the handbells, but they just do it around Christmas time. I enjoy those, even not just at Christmas, but all through the year. It's got a beautiful sound to it, and I'm glad that Donna is a part of that. And, of course, the choir, it's always amazing how those folks can get in there and do a lot of practicing and make it sound so beautiful. years ago, I was a tenor. I didn't have a deep enough voice to sing bass, so I sang tenor. And now it's been so long since I've done any singing, I can't hardly carry a tune in a bucket with a lid on it. So, but we ain't going there. We ain't talking about me and my singing. You heard me talk about my baby sister Cindy lives up in Hendersonville. And she said last night it got down, I forgot what she said it was, it got down to like 6 or 7 degrees, but with the wind chill factor, it was down like -5 or something. You know, with it being, you know, just a few miles up the road, you know, if you go from the teens to a negative number, I still think we're pretty warm down here, so we'll carry on with the sound. Thank you. I must agree that, well, let's just not get into negative numbers for crying out loud. Goodness. I have lived in the north, and I have Michigan in particular. Numbing. That is numbing cold. Your body don't know how to register it, so it just goes numb. And you still do all the things that normal people do. At least that was my experience. Everybody got in their cars, turned them on, rolled down the road, no matter what was underneath the tires, you know. Black ice or salty snow, salty ice. Yeah. But they do, I will observe this and pass it on. They do know how to play outdoors in the winter. I did not before moving up there. I didn't know that you can get on some really funky looking skis. And cross country, it's the style of the ski. And you just take a stroll. You know, when you come to a little bit of an incline that's falling away from you, you can just take the poles that you're equipped with and give a little push. And then you don't have to do no walking at all. You're slipping and sliding along the way in a controlled way, you know. I had never put on cross-country skis. I had never been on a snowmobile before I moved up there. And I had never been on a frozen lake. Lakes in Tennessee, as far as I know, don't freeze. But up there, they freeze, and people play games. I got snookered. I got snookered into being the last guy in what amounts to a conga line, if you're familiar with those things in dancing. It's called a conga line. And so people just get in, and they kind of hold on to one another and do dance steps and whatever. Well, we were all on skates. Now, this is the first time I ever put a bladed skate. All my skates had wheels in Tennessee, but up there they use blades. And so somebody had an extra pair, and they snookered me into putting them on and getting in this line. And everybody got there before I did because I had trouble tying the things up, you know, lacing them up. Not familiar with that. So I got myself arranged, and I was the last one on the tail end of things. Neither did I know that they were going to pull this line of people with a snowmobile across a frozen lake. And so, you know, the joke was on me, as I quickly learned, because the guy driving the snowmobile made some kind of whippy, I don't know, trying to paint a picture here. He was doing some whippy moves. And so, When it translated all the way back to the last guy, you know, I was, to make a long story short, which I don't know how to tell it really, I got separated from the rest. And I was traveling at much too fast a speed to stay vertical. So I'm down on my bottom, sliding along at some dangerous rate. So you might imagine, I just did not appreciate that very much. Everybody had a good laugh, but I couldn't wait to get to the bank of this lake and take those things off. Never had any skates like that on again. It's only human, of course, to play a prank on the new guy. Anyway. Anyhow, today, covered what? Well, some of the stuff that Donna did. And I was involved with my headphones. I found a pair of headphones that still worked. Plugged them into my computer and played some of the music that I've collected over time. And really enjoyed just being in that little world, you know. Headphones do kind of separate you from the rest of, you know, the world out here. Then close your eyes, and you can just imagine that you're in front of the performer and all the, you know, the group of instruments and everything. And So, oh, and while I was doing that, I was covered with a blanket, with a scarf around my neck and a hat on my head. I get cold even sitting in the house, so I think it was mentioned earlier that that July can't come too quick. I second that. This is KK4JBQ. I'll hand it over to you, Gary, and I sure do appreciate your being here every Wednesday night of the world. We all do, but I keep saying it. KK4JBQ.